So in Parshas Korach, the Torah tells us about the showdown between Moshe and Korach. And let's be ma'ayin in just a few of the lashonos in the psukim, and to try to understand a few other questions which will come up. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, after Korach says, Ki kol ha'ida kulam kedoshim, that the entire nation are holy people. Moshe says to Korach, Boiker, in the morning, V'yoida Hashem es asher lo, Hashem will make known who is His. V'es ha'kodosh v'hikriv ilav, and He who is holy, He will bring him close. V'es asher yivchar bo yakriv ilav, and He who He chooses, He will bring him close. That was very interesting. It seems somewhat repetitive. Listen again. V'es ha'kadosh v'hikriv ilav, He who is holy, Hashem will bring him close. V'es asher yivchar bo yakriv ilav, and He who Hashem chooses, Hashem will bring him close. Is this repetitive? Or is this implying perhaps two separate things? Interesting is that later on in the parasha, after this back and forth between Korach, we have the episode with the matos, with the staffs, that the Nesiim, the names were written on each and every one of these staffs and were placed in the Kodesh Kodeshim. And the staff of Aharon sprouted, and it was proven from there that Aharon was chosen. The Mefarshim are dealing with the question, why was this necessary? Didn't the episode of Korach already prove conclusively that Aaron was the chosen one? So what was the purpose, what was the necessity to have this Maisa with the Matos? And furthermore, the Torah tells us, the Moshe instructs Al Pidva Hashem, that this Mata of Aharon should be placed L'dayrois, inside the Kodesh Kodeshim. What purpose does that serve, and why was that necessary? So now, to try to understand these questions, every single one of us is trying very hard. We're trying very hard in Avodas Hashem to serve Him and to do His Torah and His mitzvahs as best as we can, and to contribute. To fulfill our purpose in this world and to contribute to the purpose of this world, the greater purpose, which is the Tikkun HaOlam, which is to accomplish things for Hashem Yisbarach in this world. And we find something very interesting, as Shlomo HaMelech points out in Koheles, that it's not always those who are the wisest, who are the strongest, who are the best, who are the most talented, who are the greatest contributors. Not in the world of Gashmias, not in the world of Ruchnias. There are many surprises, and more often than not, it's those who are not the smartest, who are not the bravest, who are the ones who make the biggest contributions in our communities, at the Klai Yisrael as a whole. Something is going on. It's not always as we expect it to be. And it's not that people who are very intelligent or very talented are not putting in the effort. They're trying, and they're trying very hard, and we're trying very hard. Yet things don't add up, and the contributions are not that great. And it's a little bit here and it's a little bit there. Every once in a while, somebody comes on the scene, and everything which they touch turns into gold. And the matzliach, in a way which seems to be unexpected, nobody would have thought so. How do we understand that? But this yesod really emerges from this parsha, in this showdown between Korach and Moshe. We have to understand this Korach. He wasn't a simple person. The Zohar Kaddish says that Kairach was the greatest of all of the Levim. Chazal tell us in the Medrash that Kairach was Mitoyani Ha'aron, that he was one of the carriers of the Aron Kodesh. Chazal say he was a Chacham, he was a Pikeach. The Arizal says on him, Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, that he's called a Tzadik. He had all the credentials to be one of the great leaders in Klal Yisrael, to fill any capacity. And he challenges Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayakumu Lifnei Moshe. Here Moshe is appointing people who are seemingly or undoubtedly lesser in their kochet hanefesh and their talents and their ability to perform and to accomplish. And Korach takes issue with that. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds to Korach and he says, "Baker in the morning, v'yoyda Hashem asah shalai, v'esa kodesh v'hikri v'ilav, v'isa shayivcha boyakri v'ilav." That there's a concept here which is called Yakriv Elav. That in order for a person to be able to accomplish, he needs Siyata D'Shemaya. And he needs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should choose him. And that Hashem should bring him close. And if a person tries to come close, yet Hashem doesn't give him the green light to approach and to come close, then a person will be very limited in what he's able to do. Every single person is able to accomplish something, but our efforts don't bear true peros unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses us. That when a person is chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to excel, to perform, and to accomplish, then we're able to produce. This can be brought up by the following mashal. A Rebbe or a teacher in a classroom who poses a question. And the Talmidim are sitting at their chairs and each one is raising their hand very anxiously, excitedly to answer the question. And anybody who's been a student or a teacher knows what I'm speaking about. That the Rebbe, that the Mora, whatever it is, he chooses or she chooses very carefully who will answer the question. There are very many types of students who raise their hands in all different ways. There are those who are jumping out of their seats, making noises, waving their hands back and forth. And the teacher with a chachma will choose the student to answer the question, because only one of them can answer the question. The one who blurts out the answer is certainly not going to be chosen ever again. And many times, as we analyze the faces of the Talmud, the way that they're raising their hands and where they're sitting, and the humility and their excitedness, and we factor all these things in our head in a matter of seconds, there's a chachma which goes into that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his system and how he chooses those in Klal Yisrael. That when he has questions to pose and he's looking for answers and for people to step up and to produce, there's a chachma which takes place of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose, who Hashem will call upon. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Kairach that he may be the wisest, the greatest, the most talented. But self, we need here v'hikrei v'lov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring you close. What took place in the showdown between Aharon and Kairach, who should be the Kohen Gadol, demonstrated one of these two points mentioned earlier in the Pasuk. The Pasuk had said, that he who is the Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring him close. And Korach had said, everybody is a Kadosh. and he gathered 250 men to prove it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed by choosing Aharon, no, that Aharon is the Kodosh. And that's why he's been brought close. As the Pasuk says right after that, Moshe Rabbeinu says so, V'haya ha'ish asher yivcha Hashem hu HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now will choose he who is the Kadosh. It was proven that Aharon is the Kadosh, and that's why he's been chosen. Korach may have been a Kadosh, but he wasn't chosen by Hashem. Aharon was able to perform because he was chosen by Hashem to be Matzliach. But later on, with the sugi of the Matos, that was to bring out a different point. What is a mate? A mate is a dried out piece of wood, which was once growing on a tree, able to produce peros, but now was not able to. As the Kli Yakar points out, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a stick, which represented Aharon, and placed it in the Kodesh Kodeshim, was to demonstrate something different. That there are some people who are chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're Kedoshim. And yet there are other people who are chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu just because. And that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's question, why he, as the Rebbe in the class, chooses on that Talmud. Usually we choose on a Talmud because he's the most anxious, that he's the most humble, that he wants to very much, or we need to build him up, or because he wants to do it l'shem shamayim, whatever the cheshbon is. At the end of the day, the Rebbe doesn't have to answer to anyone. Esa sher yivchar bo yakev ilav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a ratzon, he has a desire, and he chooses. And the lesson of the Matos is that even if a person feels, when he looks at himself in the mirror, that he's an Eitz Yavesh, that he's a dried out staff, and he's not able to produce, sof, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses this person, ve'eis asher yivchar boy, yakiv elav, and Hashem brings him close, then he'll be able to accomplish in an unbelievable way, in a way which is lamala min ha'teva, as it says, in the hoya ha'ish asher evchar boy, Moshe said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that Hashem will choose this person, and he who Hashem chooses, mateyu yifrach, his staff will blossom. Wasn't normal that the staff, which is detached, which is worn and dried out, should be able to produce fruit so quickly? It was a nes. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew that staff close to him, that it was chosen by Hashem, it was able to produce. By Mincha on Shabbos, we say after Shemona Esrei, three psukim, which begin with the word tzidkascha. And the Torah writes that it's a tzidduk hadin for three great tzaddikim who passed away at this time of the day by Mincha on Shabbos: Moshe, Yosef, and David. And the question is, what is the tzad hashava, the similarities between Moshe, Yosef, and David, that by Mincha on Shabbos we accept upon ourselves this tzidduk hadin? So perhaps the explanation is as follows. That Bechlal, the day of Shabbos, is a day which is holy. And it's set apart from the rest of the days of the week. But why is it so special? The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoyves Mikom Malachta, that he rested from his work on that day, that he blessed the day, Vayikadosh Eisai. But sof, at the end of the day, the reason why Shabbos is unique is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichi B'Shvi'i, Chazal say, that he chooses the sevenths. And perhaps this is what Chazal mean when they say in the Zayar that Korach made a machlokas against Shabbos. What Korach didn't understand is similar concept, is that Shabbos isn't chosen because it's Kadosh. Shabbos is Kadosh because it's chosen. And by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses it and brings it close is the way, is the reason why Shabbos is the most productive of all the days. In a spiritual sense, everything which comes into the world comes from that Sina, the channel of Shabbos. Like we say in Ka'ech Saif, we say, in referring to Shabbos, Nachalas Yaakov Bechirecha. The Gemara says that Shabbos is called Nachalas Yaakov Avicha, the inheritance of Yaakov. And Yaakov, amongst the Avos HaKdoshim, is the one who is called the Bechir Sheba Avos, the chosen one. As the Pasuk says, Ki Yaakov Bechar Laika, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Yaakov Avinu. That the choosing of Yaakov and the choosing of Shabbos go hand in hand. If that's true about Shabbos Kodesh, then certainly Minchan Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas time, is the time which is the most chosen of the week, because the three Sudas, the three Tfilas of Shabbos, correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shalosh Shudas being Yaakov Avinu. It's a time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses that moment in time throughout the week, which is why it's a chaval that we rush through Shalosh Shudas and we're so quick to end Shabbos. It's like a person who's riding on an airplane and he gets to Eretz Yisrael and he gets off the plane, he kisses the ground and he turns around and goes home. There was so much to see. There was so much to do. When a person, he waits a whole week to come to Shalosh Shudas time, to that time of tremendous rachamim, the way that the Ari Yakadosh speaks about this time of Shalosh Shudas, all the brachas for the coming week are coming down. It's the highest place of the entire week, almost for the entire year. And to rush through it is a chaval. It's the time which has been chosen. And it could be said too about Moshe, Yosef, and David, that they've been chosen. Like the pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Lulei Moshe Bechiroi. If not for Moshe, the chosen one, Omar Baperet, that he stood up whenever necessary. Or like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, by David HaMelech, Vayivchar b'David Avdo, that Hashem has chosen David HaMelech. And like it says by Yosef, the Torah says about Yosef, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, that Hashem chooses Tzion. Tzion is the gematria Yosef, like the Sfarim say, anytime it says Tzion, it's a reference to Yosef. That if Shabbos is a zman, which is Ki Yaakov bachar Laika, at the time that Hashem has chosen, so these three are the ones who have been chosen, especially by Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Zman of Shalosh Shudas time. And because Korach didn't allow himself to be chosen, he wasn't chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu, he separated himself from this inyan of Bechira. And perhaps this answers the question, and I saw this in the Chizah from Lublin along these lines, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohaz ben Levi, and it doesn't link Korach to Yaakov, Ayin Rashi. And along these lines, the reason why is because Korach took, and he wasn't chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to have been brought close, so he separated himself from this concept called Ki Yaakov Bachar Leika. He wasn't chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And to be chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person doesn't need credentials only to be a Kadosh. Like the Pasuk says about the Matah, V'hoya ha'isha she'yivchar Hashem, V'hoya ha'isha she'evchar bo'y mati'u yifrach. And perhaps this is the reason why the Matah is placed in the Kodesh Kodeshim for all generations, because, as we said, there are those who are chosen because they are Kadosh, and there are those who are chosen just because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants so. And the lesson of the Matah is a lesson l'dayra, is that who could say about himself that he's a Kadosh? But there are people who really want to do for Hashem Yisbarach. And when Hashem chooses those people who want to do, once they've been chosen, they're able to accomplish much more than those who have talents, because they've been chosen, and by being chosen, they've been gifted. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, He does it with a love, and He gives. When He chooses, He chooses with love. And this Matah, Chazal say, is going to be the Matah which Mashiach Himself will hold in His hand. It's been buried. It's coming back again. This is the Matah of Mashiach Tzidkenu. It represents this idea that Mashiach will be chosen. It's not shayach for a person to be Mashiach. When a person is chosen to be Mashiach, so then he'll be able to do all the things that he needs to do in this world. And the emes is that every single Jew has a spark of Mashiach. V'hoya ha'ish asher evcha rei Mateo Yifrach. Incidentally, Mateo Yifrach is gematria Mashiach. And this is the lima the dairis, that there are those who perform and then those who perform. And every single act which we do is a silent tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if we're raising up our hands in the classroom and we're saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, call on me, call on me. I want to do more for you. I want to take care of the unanswered questions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help to be mechazik this nekuda of ratzon, to choose each and every one of us to accomplish on his behalf, to be zeicha, to be megala our nekuda Mashiach, we should be zeicha, b'mehirav yameinu b'rachamim, that's the Zman of Matthew Yifrach with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. B'mehirav yameinu amen.